When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 80.
What's up, everyone? We're on part two of a three-part series on my book, Culture is King. And this one, we're talking about trust. Let's go. It's go time. What's up, everyone? Coach Colin here, your peak performance coach. We're holding it down in Puyallup at the new level a facility in the Master Mindset Studios, and we are so excited to give you guys some knowledge. My new book is dropping, Culture is King. So pumped for this. And we're talking about the three superpowers of high-performing teams, the best teams in the world.
Yeah.
The first one we talked about is deep connection, those deep relationships, knowing your people, doing what Urban Meyer says he did at Ohio State is the 5-minute rule.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes prior to every meeting, they would just connect.
Talk. I like that.
Now, what happens after you've had this time to connect, to get to know, to learn, to understand? The next thing that happens as part of a high-performing team, it establishes trust.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier, like having someone's back. You know that person has your back. You mm-hmm. know that if you ask them to do something, you can count on them. They can count on you.
Yeah.
That they assume, and you assume, positive intent, that they care about you as a human first.
Mm-hmm.
Person over performer. And I like to reference a study from the Harvard Business Review that showed what happens when a team, a group, there's high trust. This is what happens. Companies that trust, they have 74% less stress, 106% more energy at work, 50% higher productivity, 13% fewer sick days, 76% more engagement, 29% more satisfaction with their lives, and 40% less burnout when you have trust.
Yeah.
And as a performer, how does it feel, Team Money, to know that you can trust that person next to you, that that leader has your best interests at heart? They love you as a human first, not just a player, or maybe at work if you had a different job you had.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing, is, as you said, just developing that connection and that trust between each other, knowing that you can trust them to do their part and they can trust you to do your part, and you're really going to be successful at that rate. But I also, yeah, having those people for me to depend on, but also for me as a leader, knowing that, okay, I need to work on building trust with these other people that I'm trying to be a leader to, and showing them that they can trust me.
Yeah.
And also then with that connection, being able to know I can trust them to do what they are supposed to be doing, yeah, or whatever.
And I think trusting is being consistent.
Yeah.
Being credible.
Yeah.
Doing what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
And the things I think about, you know, you talk about like values and core values. Mm-hmm. Core values are not just words on the wall.
No.
It's lived every single day.
Exactly.
And I want to share a story about trust in action.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to work for Bard Medical. Shout out to all my homies at Bard Medical. I'm doing this full time now, so this has been amazing. The last 2.5 months, your boys all in on the mental game and the consulting, speaking, helping, coaching. But I remember at a national sales meeting in Florida, our national sales director, Tom Kucher. This is like in the middle when I started Project Rise, and you know, I was putting stuff out there on Facebook and LinkedIn about mindset and about being your best. And Tom pulled me aside. He's like, Colin, you know, I see you're doing all this cool stuff, and I just want you to know that I got your back. I'm going to support you at whatever you do, even if it's not here. I just want you to be happy, flourish. I want you to live in your gift, and I see that you love to help people. So just know that I'm going to help you do that. So whatever you need to do, just let me know.
Yeah.
Hearing that just freed me up completely.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of leaders, they lead out of ego, out of fear. It's all about them,
yeah,
not about their people. And a lot of leaders would have been threatened, like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? But yeah. I was still doing very well at work.
Yeah.
But that year, that was 2017, I dropped my first book, Project Rise. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, he called my name up on stage. I was the number one rep in the country.
That's awesome.
Just knowing that they had my back.
Yeah.
My company supported what I was doing. And Tom Kucher, our national sales director, yeah. was behind me. And when I was up on stage, you know, thanking everybody that helped make it happen, I just outlined my like values, my three core values. Yeah. I call it being a G.
Yeah.
Gratitude, giving, and growing daily.
Yeah.
And after everyone, the top people gave their speeches, I will do a side note. They tell your family that you won. I didn't know I won. And mm-hmm. I got to see my wife and my kids speak, say, Daddy, we love you. Congratulations. I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
I get emotional. That was really fun. But the president of our division was like, you know, this is pretty cool. I like what Colin had to say about gratitude, about giving, growing. I'm going to buy everyone his book, Project Rise. So on the spot, they bought, his assistant bought 500 copies. I got a notice in my inbox, you know, from my, you know,
yeah.
selling books on my website at the time. Big old number. Talk about trust from yeah. the employer. Like they were yeah. fully supportive That's of what awesome. I was doing. And I think if other leaders could do that, person over performer, they're going to perform better.
Oh, yeah.
Play, have the trust to let go of your ego and play to other people's strengths mm-hmm. and to maximize what they had. So, hey, much love to Bard Medical, Tom Kucher, Mike Mersinger, Sean down in Phoenix. What's up? So grateful for that experience. I miss you guys, but doing this full time. But that's just an example of trust. And that trust yeah. helped me perform better.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Are you trusting? Are you a leader that has to do everything yourself? Or are you finding roles for your people where they excel and put them in those positions and do what you said you're going to do, but love people first? You know, I think to motivate out of love, not out of fear. So we just love you guys.
Yeah.
So again, it starts with connection and then trust. And then we're going to talk about the third superpower on our next podcast episode, which is vulnerability. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.